Well, before Cody comes up, I have some exciting things to share. It's not really my story to share, but it's Shonda's. Shonda, if you want to go ahead and make your way up to the stage, everybody give her a round of applause. Shonda's been a part of our community now for several months, and she's got a great story to tell. And you guys hear us say all the time that your story matters, that your story's your gift to tell to others, to offer hope. Maybe you've struggled with things that other people might, or I shared this a few weeks ago. We were doing a training, and they showed my story on the screen, and you can go see that on the website. And I was crying during my own story just because of the power of story, what God, the redemption God's done in my life. We're going to hear a little bit about what God's been doing in Shonda's life. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm glad you're here. Are you nervous?
I am now.
Okay, you are now. I told you it's different when the lights are on, but you're going to be great. Tell us that first time, like your first experience here at Blue Ash Community Church. You're pulling in the driveway. What was going through your mind? What did you see? What did you feel? What did you hear?
So the first time that I came to the property, I was actually just looking through my phone, trying to find churches in my area because I was new to the area. I just moved here about a year ago. And BACC was the first church on the list. So, of course, it was probably three or four pages of churches. I said my plan was to visit each church at least two or three times and then pick the one I liked the best and stay. So I didn't make it past the first.
Yes. Woo! So tell us about that. You pull in the driveway.
So I pull in the driveway. Yep, I pull in the driveway, and first thing I noticed is that the parking lot and the area around the door and everything was clean.
I do clean that every morning, just so you know.
So
a little blower.
I was pretty impressed. I was like, you know, not like churches are dirty, but I'm just saying it was, you know, when you go to a restaurant, if you there's stuff on the floor, you're not going in. I'm not going in.
You're preaching to the choir, girl.
I'm just saying.
I'm all about that.
So I came in, and there was a greeter, a door greeter, and, you know, people in the hallway, you know, having coffee, water, whatever. And everybody stopped and turned around and looked at me. Good morning. How are you? Good morning. How are you? So, it was amazing. It was something I wasn't really used to. I looked around, of course, and I'm looking around now, and I'm the only one like me here.
Right.
And I almost didn't stay. And I said, well, God, let's see what's happening.
So talk about that.
Like, okay, sure.
You know, you look around, you know, thanks for being vulnerable and honest and authentic in the moment and go.
Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, like. I talked about this when we talked on the phone earlier this week. Like, I don't know what that's like, in all honesty. I don't know what that's like to walk into that and go, okay, I'm the only one like this. So I can understand a little bit about that wrestle, but it sounds like you're now wrestling with God in this moment. So how did God push you through the moment?
Okay, so actually what happened was I said to myself, let's go in. Can't judge a book by its cover. Let's go in. Let's go in. So I come in, and of course, you know, praise and worship. It's different than what I'm used to. What I grew up in church, so it's different from what I was used to. And I said, okay, God, let's okay.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it, and I said, I'm going to go back again. Make sure it's what I thought it was the first time. So I came back. And it was enjoyable, same experience at the door, every single person in this place was, good morning, how are you, good morning, you know, just genuine, genuinely nice, and so I came back a third time, and the rest is history.
Third time's a charm.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
I just want to say something, like, because that's, honestly, it's a lot of the feedback we get is how welcoming our church is, and that has nothing to do with me. That has everything to do with all of you that are sitting in the seats and that volunteer. So thank you so much for just being who we want you to be. Like, we want you to be friendly and welcoming. So thank you for that. And that's the impact of Shonda's story, because it'd been very easy, if it wasn't that, to not come in those moments.
Right.
So thanks for sharing that. So you weren't here long, and as I understand, you were quickly involved in a small group. So how did that even happen?
Well, after I think the second time I came, I got invited to lunch with the ladies.
La Rosa's every Sunday.
The church ladies. Yeah.
Guys, where you at, huh? Why don't we have a place to go?
So they invited me to lunch, and I went to lunch, and, you know, we talked a little bit more about me. They wanted to know about me and my children and my family and my life. And, you know, so they were like, we have this group on Tuesday night. We meet from 7 to 8:30. Would you be interested in coming? Sure. What else am I doing on Tuesday, you know?
So I like to, ask this question, too, because I'm a big, if you're around me a lot, like, first experiences are a big deal to me. Like, your first experience here, your first experience to a small group, your first experience to an outreach, all those are big deals because we want to try to make those as friendly and welcoming as we can. So tell me about your first small group experience, your first visit. Again, what was going through your mind and what you experienced in those moments?
Well, the first thing, well, I came home from work that day, and my mother told me you never go to people's house without something. You have to, you cannot go empty-handed. You have to have something. So I came home from work that day, and I made a cake. And I took it to group.
You made a cake last week at the training. It was delicious. So you're invited over later today.
So. Okay. So I made this cake, and I go in, and I thought, you know, they might not like me, but hopefully they'll like this cake. I don't know. So I took the cake in, and, you know, of course, everybody was like, oh, you didn't have to do that, you know, whatever. I said, that's what I do. And we basically bonded over the cake, and we're sisters now.
That's right. So. That's a biblical model, bonding over food.
There you go.
So how's it going now? Like, you've been, how long have you been part of the group? What's going on now? How do you like it? What would you say to other people that's not in a group?
Well, I've been in the group, and I was trying to remember even how long I've been here. And I think I started back in March, I think. So I was in the group immediately the Sunday after I came.
Crazy.
And I think for me, I think it's probably one of the best things I've ever done.
That's a big statement. You've been a part of churches. You've obviously had relationships. You're new to the area.
Yep.
Why would you say that? I mean, we can hear the emotion. Why is it the best thing you've ever done?
These women came into my life at a time when I struggled with doing the right thing, so to speak. I've always been a Christ follower, but like many of us, I, you know, kind of started doing my own thing.
Right.
You know. What I wanted to do wasn't conducive to what God wanted me to do, and I was being selfish, and I thought, this isn't right. So I, after my mom passed away about 4 years ago, I was sitting on my couch, and I said, this is, you got to do something. Yeah. I'm just wandering around, living life, going to work, coming home, living life, you know, whatever. And after I joined the group, they are more than just the church ladies. Mm. They are prayer warriors. They are sisters. They are close. And I am now a part of that. And it's the best thing I've ever done.
So you talked about, like,
oh, wait, besides my children. I'm sorry. Yeah. Don't get
good
it twisted.
Save.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. Well, yeah. Besides.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
wait.
So, You mentioned, like, kind of doing your own thing, and it sounds like this group's helped you get back on track, for
absolutely,
lack of a better way of saying it. So
yeah,
what kind of fruit are you seeing from that, like, in your daily lives? Are people noticing?
Yeah. You know, I'm not – I never really was a person that would just get upset all the time. But when I did get upset, you knew I was upset.
Yeah.
But now I'm learning to just be more open. Quite frankly, I have a greater feel for being open, for being uncomfortable. And in that uncomfortability, I'm growing.
Right.
When you're doing things every single day that you do all the time, you're not learning anything.
Right.
When you're uncomfortable, when you're like, I don't know if I should do that. We talked a little bit about that this morning. if you are uncomfortable, you should work through that.
Yeah.
God is good, and he will pull you through.
We know this is the true fact in life. Like, how do you build muscle? You put it under tension, under stress, and you give it rest, and you do it again. And that's true of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's awesome to hear that you're feeling more comfortable in the uncomfortable, mm-hmm. which I believe if we could learn how to live in that balance, we'd be so much better for it. More confident in who we are, certainly more confident in Christ, because he's going to show up more times than not in those areas.
Yeah.
So
even when the group, for the summer, people were on vacation, we found a way to get together.
Right.
We found a way to be together during the hiatus of the group.
That's awesome. So what would you say to somebody that maybe has been a part of groups, they don't have your experience, or maybe they're like, I don't know if I want to go into this, small group and talk about God. I don't know a whole lot about God. Like, mm-hmm. what would you say to those people sitting in the seats or watching online?
Well, for me, I would say step out of your comfort zone. I would say take a chance. I would say pray about it. But quite literally, it is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing your story. Any final thoughts you want to say that maybe I haven't prompted?
No, I think you.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing your story. I just love to hear people's story. Absolutely.